Okay, Vasya Barak, Ben Shem, starting here. Tajra Yigash. Hashem, Hashem, Naseh, Naseh. We're going to start the shiur with the Ben Ishchai. Continue our weekly shiur. Naseh, Hashem, we'll try to learn a little piece from the beginning. It says, V'haya, and it was, Ki Yikra Lecha Paro. Paro called to them. Bara Ma Masechem, right? Paro called, right, to Yaakov, the Shvatim, right? Now in this week's part, the Shvatim came down to Mitzrayim, right? The Shvatim came to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov told them, when Paro is going to ask you what you do, what you work in, tell him you work in cattle. Tell him you're shepherds. It will shall be ki yikra lechem Paro, when Paro will call to you. Amar will say to you, Mama Seichem, what do you do? Amar you shall say, Anshei Mikneh Hayu. We were shepherds, we dealt with the cattle. Avadecha, that's your servants. We're minurenu from when we were young, ad ata tol now. Kama nachnu, also us, kama vatenu, also our fathers. Nearly b'siyat d'shmai, it seems to me, Hashem's up. The Olam Hazeh, this world, dam el yom hashuk. It's like the market day. This world is a big market day. Now, what happens on a market day? Share a lot on it. It's us where they gather, mokrim, there are sellers. The kind of buyers, what happens by a market? You have sellers and buyers. Moshe Kadon Pasuk says, They went around the shuk. The sugar the time the shuk, they closed the shuk. They're in psukim. They're referring to this world. This is referring to this world. So we define chazal in a few psukim that they refer to this world as the marketplace. Today is the market day. This world is the market day. Moshe Kadon Rav Erlos Ephraim Zal Baruch Ayin Shach Vihine. Now that's known. People who come to the market day, there are those that come because they're looking to buy merchandise. Some are those that come because they live kordavka specifically to sell stuff. What are you doing? Are you buying? Some people want to buy, some people want to sell. Also, the derech of people in this world. The tzaddikim and the good people. But if look is not good, they come specifically to buy. Sorry, the chol adam, every person, balo elamaz, came to this world. The elamalas chasrani to fill his lackings, meaning tzaytze hakadusha, from the sparks of holiness, hashayachim, which are shayach lenefesh ruach neshama shaloi. A person that they're connected to him, to his nefesh ruach neshama, the sparks of holiness, we came to pick them up. We came to bring up those sparks of holiness. And this is what we're doing in this marketplace. The Zui Haskar, this is the merchandise, Haikar, the precious merchandise, Sheba Abu Bahura Ba'alamazeh. That we came for it because of it, Bahura Ba'alamazeh, to this world. The Yalich Asa, we will bring it Imar with him, Ba'alamah, to the next world. So we came to pick up the sparks of holiness. John, what are we doing in this world? We're here to serve Hashem and come close to Hashem. But in essence, why do we have to come into this low world? To bring up all the sparks of holiness, to bring up all the fallen sparks. So a tzaddik, he wants to buy. He didn't come here to sell anything. He came to this market and he's trying to buy stuff. He's trying to do mitzvahs and pick up all the sparks and acquire all those sparks of holiness.
They're trying to sell their evilness to us.
Oh. You don't want to sell even a tiny drop. Shall need to cut them the smallest spark. It's high the good people. You're not going to sell anything, any of your good that we did. We don't even want to sin. By sinning, that means we're selling our spark of holiness. We're giving them away again. So Tzaddik wants to buy the spark of holiness, acquire them, and bring them back to Hashem. Bring them with him to Olam Haba, bring them back to Hashem. And they don't want to lose any. We don't want to sell any sparks of holiness. We don't want to lose any sparks of holiness in this world. We're not interested in selling them. What's not so by Rishon, but in Lim Kardaka, specifically they came to sell specifically. They came just to do others and waste sparks and give away the sparks of holiness, let them fall to the other side. The Enos and Mitzvah Achas, they don't do even one mitzvah, Shayikru Bade, which they could buy with their Ezechelek, some portion Mimachzer, from the lackings. They do others, they do sins. Shall yadam that through them Michael they sell and they give away the Ritzaitse Kedusha that sparks the whole initiation which they have. The Zeshar, this is what Yaakov Avinu told him to tell Paro. When Paro wants to know what you do, tell them you came to acquire. You came to Mikneh. Mikneh really refers to cattle. also a lashon koina of acquiring. Say, a pirate is going to say, what do you do? Va'amartem seitem anshei mikna hayu avadecha. Mikna lashon kinyan. Mikna is a lashon of mikna is a lashon of kinyan. Kolayim, I mean to say, anachnu koyim ba'olam hazeh, here in this world, anashim people hakoyim, we want to buy the lashon, but we don't want to sell. We don't know where we're good Jews. We want to buy holiness. We don't want to sell it. I mean, we're ready from now, from when we were young, ad atal till now. These are our ways. Gam anachnu, also us. L'rabes hanashim to include the nashim, include the woman. The woman also. Her wife also. That's what we're here to acquire. We want to do mitzvah.
The mikne means shepherds, or the mikne means...
Literally means shepherds, but he's making a drasha, right, saying also means like kinyan, to acquire, like kone.
So he's saying that that's...
Yeah, that's his drasha. Yeah, that's his...
Bringing the two.
Drush, yeah.
Is there a shepherd?
Make a drasha. Is there a shepherd? He's making like a drasha, he's saying that you know, really means... Wow. When it says what we're doing is mikne, what does it mean we're anche mikne? We're here to buy, not here to sell, we're here to buy. Kama v'sinu, also our fathers... The rabbis Gilgulim, to include Gilgulim, Shekad with previous Gilgulim, Eskenu b'Olam Hazeh, our dealings in this world, is look at this, what are we doing in this world? We're in this world to acquire Nitzaitz HaKdusha, Hashayach Lanu, the sparks of holiness that are for us, that are connected to us. That's what we're trying to do in this world, try to do mitzvahs and bring up those sparks. Lachayla, therefore, Nisparich Avinu Azakin, our grandfather Avraham Avinu was blessed. Hakadosh Aydei Malki Tzedek, who was Shem, right? Shem was Malki Tzedek. And what did he bless Avram Avinu? Baruch Avram, blessed is Avram El Elyon, the Supreme God. Kainish Shemayim Ba'aretz. So really, on a simple level, the pasuk is referring to Hashem. Blessed is Avram, right? To Hashem, who owns the Shemayim and Aretz, who owns the ground and the sky and the land. But what's he trying to tell? Avram Avinu al Hashem, Avram Avinu, who kind of, he wants to acquire, he wants to buy, he doesn't want to sell it. Which means he's saying, the pasuk is referring to Baruch Avram, blessed is Avram, who he wants to acquire. Say, Kodesh Ma'ar is going on Avram Avinu. Say, Hemni Tzaytzak Dusha, Avram Avinu and the Jews with the Tzaddik, what do we want to do? We want to acquire good, and we want to acquire the Tzaytzak Dusha, the sparks of holiness, the Bechina Shemayim, the aspect of Shemayim, the Tzaddik Dusha Bechina Aretz. Obviously, there's different aspects of sparks. The sparks of Shemayim, sparks. So I'm trying to bring up all these sparks. Well, this is what the pasuk said in Mishlei: "Emes kinei fa'al timkar." Buy truth and don't sell it. What does it mean to buy truth? It means buy emes, only buy the mitzvahs, and bring up the sparks of holiness, and don't sell any of your emes, any of your sparks of holiness, any of your mitzvahs.
Could you also make the drasha though, like for Avraham? He'll also be effort for everyone, leading everyone to the Yiddish kind, leading everyone to acquire these sparks. So it's also double meaning again, bring it back to shepherd. So Avraham Avinu is going to be blessed to be the shepherd of the Jewish people. To what do you do with shepherd?
Yeah,
you bring in your followers, you bring your sheep in. Yeah. So we're all his followers, bringing you in. And
yeah, can we also both, right? Can you call it Emikman? Yeah, very good. So Kalim, it says that Dusha Shem Dagman, the sparks of holiness, Kine Daka, buy them, but Altiver, do not sell them. Fine. Kmash Yakasav, like it says, Kenei Chachma, Kenei Bina.
I understand. That means
we're going to
bring from one to two.
The Kabbalah, Allah, Shabbat, Al-Ribbah, Al-Smada, Ad-Lida. Fine, let's skip the next paragraph. We're going to go to the next paragraph. Because this is very deep in Kabbalah. There's different ways you make it. Acquired. Behine. May Hilchus Shabbos, Yalin Ha'adam, Yisrod, Ta'ela Sabach Shabbos. From the Hilchos Shabbos, we're going to learn, we're going to understand how important it is that a person's, even their thoughts. Like we're going to bring that soon in Hilchos Shabbos, a lot of things depend on becoming mukta and not mukta on my thoughts. Yeah. How I designated it. Did I designate it that I want to use this thing, or did I not designate it? So we're going to see in Hilchos Shabbos the value and the importance of a Jewish person's thoughts. Kama atzum l'neri, how great it is. The anachnu reim we see in Hilchos Shabbos, Yisra Gadol Machshava, the greatness of the power of thought. Shema Elas, this helps Lohayrit to bring down Teres Kli Al Dvar She'enim Keli. Could make something a Kli which was not a Keli, right? You could make something a Kli. In Hilchos Shabbos, we're going to see like we're going to see soon, there are certain objects that they're not considered a kli. They're not considered a utensil, an object, and they're muktzah. However, by me, my thought process, that I want it to be a kli, that arrays enough that makes it into a kli.
It's muktzah or not muktzah.
Yeah, it could change it from muktzah or not muktzah, which means originally it wasn't considered a kli, it was considered a piece of wood. But if all I thought before Shabbos, let's say I want it to be a bench, we'll see soon, in certain cases it could be that if it's normal to be a bench, it could be a bench. So we'll see how powerful my machshava is in changing things. Vuhu.
I'm sorry, where are you? I was distracted.
Page Samach Tes.
Samach Tes on the right column?
On the left column, top.
Left column, top, Gadol,
the machshava. The machshava is so great. Shema Elsis helps. Lahayret Teres Kli, to bring down Teres Kli. Al Dvarim on things. She'enim Kalim. Come on, Evan, like a stone, Machayotze. Vuhu, this is. Kika Asher, when Yashav Aleim, when someone thinks about them, while it's still day, La'idah Tashish for a certain use. As then, the machshava greater in the thought process alone, nechshavim they're considered kelim. Just by my thought process. Umistalik mehem isra mukta, and it moves away from them, it's removed from them, the isra mukta. Va'ava pish loy as vehem maisa, even though I did not do any action with them. The kayyitza with that, and like this, v'inyanim shebe kedusha, in aspects of holiness. Yesh yisra v'ta elis machshava, there's very great purpose in just the thought process. Sha'adam, that a person yachol is able laharit kayach, to bring down kayach kedusha al ever echad me'evar. A person could bring that kedusha onto one of his limbs. Sheyachsha, just by the fact that I thought lasas hamitzvah. The fact I thought I want to put on tefillin on my left hand already brings down kedusha, brings down a light onto my left hand, even though I didn't do it yet. Va'avafin, even though she'adayin lo yasa hamitzvah b'pael, I didn't do the mitzvah b'pael in work, in actuality, I never did the mitzvah. I never did the mitzvah. But since I already thought about doing the mitzvah, it already brings out a light, already shines a light and onto my body. And like it helps the thought process, Lahirid Kayach Kedusha, to bring down the power of Kedusha al Ever on the limb, Shechayshu Lasu Beis HaMitzvah, that I thought about doing a mitzvah. So too could go the other way, unfortunately. Cain, so too, Yeshba Kayachan has the power, Lasalik, to remove Imenu Kayachan, to remove the Tumah. So by me thinking about, I want to do a mitzvah on my hand, first of all, I could bring Kedusha onto my hand, and remove Tumah onto my hand. Let's say I did have Averus with my hand, that my hands have Tumah on them. Also, it's not only physical, it's also spiritual, right? Just like we have a physical body, right? 248 limbs and 365 sitting. Everyone has also a spiritual makeup. We have 365 limbs and 248 limbs and 365 sinews in our spiritual makeup. So the minute we think about doing a mitzvah, already it makes it affect us. Which means the Gemara says, someone thought about doing a mitzvah and they can't do it, says if they did the mitzvah. You really want them to do a mitzvah?
Rabbeinu says the same thing.
Yeah, he brings it down for the Gemara. He speaks that, but he brings down the Gemara, the Chazal, that they say, you thought about doing a mitzvah? If you thought about doing a mitzvah and you didn't do a mitzvah, the halacha is that you are, it's as if you did the mitzvah. Because the power of machshava alone, a Jewish person's machshava, our thought process is so great that even just thinking about doing a good act already brings down a very great light. Like Kamata Elis Haninz about Hilcha Shabbos, about Varma Gashmi, just like we're going to find in Hilcha Shabbos. But let's see halacha Aleph. Eved Aisela, a stone or a rock. So before I have any machshav on them, right? They'll be muktzah, right? We spoke about it last week.
Right.
A rock or something is considered, it's called muktzah machmas gufay. It's muktzah because of itself. This object alone has no purpose. It was a rock, it was a piece of wood that wasn't being used, right? So if it had no purpose, it's already considered muktzah set aside with no use. I'm not allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Right? However, how do I get this? Let's say I want to use it for this Shabbos. So we have ever have a rock, a stone, a cellar, a rock. Shechashav aleiv oidim. You thought about them while it was still day. Lift tzayah by magazin to break open the walnuts or shkedim.
You mean before Shabbos you thought about?
Yeah.
The day before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Erev Shabbos.
I'm going to need this rock to crack open my walnuts.
I want to crack open the walnuts on Shabbos.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, Joseph, we're trying to have a
machine. What did you
childish. Again, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. I want to take this stone, and I want to use this stone on Shabbos. I want to take it out from being muktzah. So on Erev Shabbos, if I think in my machshava on Erev Shabbos, I want to use it, then it takes it out of being muktzah. Good. On Friday afternoon, I take this stone and I think about it.
Can I say that for a whole bowl of stones?
Yeah, whatever you want.
A whole bowl of just of rocks, and I go, I'm going to use one of these rocks to crack open some nuts.
So there's more complicated.
Really, nuts, right?
Yeah, but really, you shouldn't just do it on this whole one. You should try to
say one. You got to designate one.
This
specific
one,
rock.
This specific one. Yeah, you're saying this specific rock. I'm taking it out of muktzah. So again, Evan Asela Shachashu Alemi. You thought about them while still day, while still Arab Shah, still Friday. Lefzayim to break a gaidim ushkeidim shah to break the nuts. Now turn the page. Af al pi, even though shaloi yichadam lakach beferish, I did not single them out, specify for them beferish. El Arak only b'machshavah levad in my mind alone. I only thought about it. I wanted it. I didn't speak it out. I didn't do any action with them. I didn't speak it out. It was only a thought.
Did you select a specific rock?
Yes. Let's say yes. Okay. I took a specific rock and I thought about it. I want to use this rock to throw at cars.
Fine.
Drive. I want to do this rock. I want to
break my nuts.
Break my nuts. God, l'shabbos u'levad. Also, you specifically want them just for the Shabbos. So it's two leniencies. First of all, it was just at the machshava. I just had it in my mind. Second of all, I didn't do it. It wasn't permanent. I want to say permanently. I need to use this rock to lift up my something up, or this should be my nutcracker. Even though it's just for this week, hareza mutter latakol b'chol shrachah. It's mutter to use them for all my needs.
Wow.
Now, so over here, we're really, even if it was just in your mind, and it's just for this Shabbos, so it's not really designating this rock for specific use. It's just for this Shabbos. It's good enough, right?
If you permanently designated it, how would it change?
We're going to bring that in later soon. You have to permanently designate it if it's not normal to use this thing for this act. We'll see. You'll see. Lefisha Evan Ayasela. Since the stone or the rock darko is the derech, the kach. This is the derech. Uruuyim lehisyachel the kach. It's fit to use it for this la'ilam forever. Lefisha therefore, dilem is enough for them. Ba'achana kala with a light preparation. The Hainu, the Machshava, in my mind. Well, Shabbos will buy just for the Shabbos. I'm not really designating it, right? It's not a real designation just to have in mind for this week. But it's good enough. And there also, the English Shabbos, but if I use this Tashmas Zev Ba'odion, I used it for this use while it was still day. Afilu Pa'am Achas Bavad, even one time alone. Hokhnu Lakaf, it's already prepared for this. Athalpi, even though. Even though I did not think that I want to use it for this Shabbos, ma'acher after, I'm doing an action with it. So that's all by something which is normal to use for this purpose. Aval, however, even I've cast a stone or a beam, which I thought about it while it's still day, to cover the barrel with it. Kivan the lab or chayabachi, since it's not the derech to do this, in machshav to me'el esplo. Your machshav, your thought that you want to use it for this action, is not going to help you. Va'afilun, even in kfar nishtamish, but if you already use them, tashmer zed, pa'am ravish b'cha, many times in the weekday. Afilu hachi, still, kivan the la'yichadam me'feirish, since I did not specify them explicitly, la'tashmer zed, for this use la'ilam forever. Lechasel b'hem, to cover with that piyach chavis, the barrel of chayetz and the like. Also, l'tatlam Shabbos is also to move them on Shabbos. Ava, however, if yichadam b'fiv b'feirish, if you specify them in your mouth explicitly, tash b'sel la'ilam, for this purpose forever, else then, yored aleihem taras kli, will come a kli, ma'achar after shenisiyachdu l'tash b'sel la'ilam, you specify for this purpose. So what are we saying like this? If it is a normal use of this thing, I take a rock, and it was normal to break nuts with it, then, even if it was just in my mind, even just for this Shabbos, it's good enough.
Or if you picked it up and used it.
Or if you actually used it before Shabbos. Fine, there's two options. However, let's say this thing is not normal to use. I'm not using it in a normal way. Saying here, let's say, for example, here, it's not the normal use. You're taking a rock and you're covering a barrel with it. For us these days, it's not a normal use. You want to take a rock and cover a soda bottle. It's not a normal use. Right? So then, if it's not a normal use, then it's much more strict. Because how do you specify, how do you take this out of being muktzah? So you have to speak it out with your mouth and say, forever I want this thing to be for this purpose.
Then it becomes attached to the kli.
Then the kli
to cover the barrel, yeah, right now I gotta open up the barrel and Shabbos.
It's not attached, but just the fact that I specified it with my mouth forever, that takes it out of being mus. So again, let's say, what's an example? These are really, really using. Let's say you take a piece, you want to use a piece of paper. A blank piece of paper is muktzah. Because you have no use on Shabbos. You can't write on Shabbos. You have a blank piece of paper, it's muktzah Shabbos. Good. Now, why do I take this piece of paper and use it to be my wine stock? I don't have my bottle. I lost my cork to my wine bottle. So I want to put a piece of paper, stuff a piece of paper, crunch it, and stick it into it. So now, since it's not the normal use, so you'll specifically have to speak out before Shabbos, I want this piece of paper to be considered a bottle stopper. If it's normal usage, then I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a piece of wood, a log. You're camping out at Shabbos, let's say, or you always go to a certain park, and you're not allowed to sit on a regular log. It's muktzah. You can't sit on it as a regular piece of wood. But let's say it's not attached to a bed. You can say, this log, I want this to be to sit on. So since it's a normal use, you want to make a log or a rock. Let's say you find a big stone to sit on. So even if you just think it in your mind, just for the Shabbos, say this Shabbos and pan, yeah, it's good enough. Because since that's a normal use. So since it's normal to use this thing, it's not so muktzah. So to get it out of muktzah, all you have to do is just think in my mind, I want to use it for this Shabbos. Or actually sit in it before Shabbos. But if it's a not normal use, you have your piece of paper to be your wine stopper, then you have to speak it out and designate this thing forever. That it should be for a bottle stopper.
Well, say you're going to use both of those in the park, in the forest.
Right.
I said, Andrea, and I want to sit down by hour during Shabbos and do this both of those. Could I designate any rock or any rock in the San Andrea forest is significant for me to do my both of those at Shabbos?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I know they talk about the question. I have to remember to ask. It's a good question. Are you allowed to say, you mean
without being seen, without you seeing,
I'm saying one rock, a certain rock. If you know about the rock, for sure.
How about the rock I go to every week? That's fine. Almost every week I go to the rock.
For sure, that's good.
So I can say that rock, and I'm going to that specific rock. You love it at my house, and it's Erev Shabbos. I'm going to go to that specific rock. So that specific rock, you might as well just on Shabbos. That's okay.
That's fine. Beautiful. Yeah, because over there, it's normal to sit on a rock. So even if you just thought about it, even if you just thought that this Shabbos, I want this rock to be not muktzah, you'll be able to sit on that rock or that stone over there.
Someone else was sitting before it.
Also, could be right. He's right. If someone sat on that rack, also they already showed that it's also good enough. If someone else, you know, if you sat on it during the week already, it's also good, right?
Right.
If you sat on it during the week, but let's say I don't know if people sit there. I don't know. Usually I go alone. I don't know if people sit there. Right. If I sat there during the week, also that's good. You're right. If I designated it during the week, it would also be good. It would also be good.
If you have a blank piece of paper and you're reading and you just want to mark the page, you have to get up for some reason.
Bookmarks. So really paper, if you designate it before Shabbos, then you could use it. If not, you shouldn't use it.
Right.
Some people write, it could be muktzah, so it's better to put
before
a paper.
Shabbos.
Right, yeah.
This is going to happen.
What?
You don't realize you're going to pick up this particular book. And
so it doesn't take a different paper, take a non-blank paper,
no,
take a newspaper.
The book,
we're talking about blank.
No, but if you put the paper in ahead of time, like if you're reading the book today, you put the paper in, it's already a bookmark.
No, say if, but you could take any paper. We're talking about blank papers. Only blank paper, not any paper that you want to read. That, or something you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. But I'm saying if not, or something you can't read on Shabbos. A business paper is also muktzah. It speaks of business that you can't read on Shabbos. It also can. It's also going to be muktzah.
But if like this notebook that write it, the rest is blank.
So that's fine because it's great. It's usable.
Yes.
Once it has blank paper, yeah, it's fine. We're talking specifically like a blank. A blank sheet of paper.
A blank piece of paper.
I'm like, it's very passionate. I think there are places that are leaning there also, but usually I think we say that it could be a blank piece of paper, could be muktzah. Yeah, it sounds like a problem usually.
Like, I keep in all my, any of the svarim that I read on Shabbos, or like that I take with me to shul or something, to chumash or something, I keep a little, you know, piece of paper in it. That's always my bookmark for each week. Like, you know,
that's
for the next parsha and stuff, so it's always designated. It's blank, but it's always in there.
Right, that's the derech. You know, just to think about it, that you just thought about it, it's going to be good enough. Yes, it's going to be good enough. But we're saying if it's not the derech to use these things for this purpose, so it's not going to help in my mind to designate it for this Shabbos. You have to designate it forever that this is the purpose that I want to use it for. Right? That's why if you're going to want to put stones around your oven on Shabbos or something, then you always have to save these stones every week and use them for this purpose. Let's say halacha base. Let's say in the sarm you have boards. They want to build with these boards. Are they mukta? You have boards that
sure.
are fit.
Sure.
What?
Boards are mukta.
Mukta. Im hechlikim if they were ready, they already smoothed them out. Already is like they smooth out with tweezers. I guess they took out all the splinter and they're already using it for. Also, it's also because then they covered it alive. You're makud on them. Shalai islag lechu. You don't want them to get dirty. You get mishtamish by lechay mukta. So stuff they're placed on the side that they should be built. They're going to be considered mukta. Said imlay al chikam rechik. If they weren't like smoothed out yet, you could, it's mutter. Also, if the worry also the guy is going to touch his boards before he's going to get bent out of shape, then it's always asr to move them. Now we're going to halacha gimel grafsh already.
But that also goes with the machshava in terms of if you're machbit on it getting dirty or not, like with the
right.
Like the leather hides and stuff
right.
the Gemara talks about.
Right. Depends if you're mad with.
Allows people to sit on it. You can sit on it if not. Like,
but most people, if they have boards, they don't want you to do them for other things. If the guy has boards
right.
you want to build a house with, it's not going to want you to start
Plus
using them.
Plus, they're going
to
be in a pile, so they're designated anyway that they're set aside.
Right, they're set aside. You're right, so they're set aside. You're right. So let's say you need one board. So you're not going to start sitting on it because it's designated for the building. Right? So a guy, you see a pile of bricks that the guy outside the person's building they want to start building with. So you're allowed to sit on them?
No.
What do you say, Hanan? The guy's getting this building, the pile of bricks. I'm allowed to sit on it?
Is that your pile of bricks?
Not about the
light. Is it designated for Shabbos?
Not designated. See, so seems
no,
like you can't. No. See, like you can't just sit on that. The muksa is set aside for building. So they're going to be muksa. Now you're going to have grafsh already. Right? Which means, what if you have a garbage bag in your house, why are you allowed to take it? Why are you allowed to move it? Why are you allowed to touch
it?
A graph, we'll see it in a second. Grafsh already. We'll talk about it in a second. Graph, you'll see it inside. Grafsh already. It's. Let's say you have a garbage bag. You're allowed to move the garbage on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why?
Because you need the space. And it's
let's say you don't need the space. First of all, it's a graph show. Let's say you don't need the space.
Before Shabbos.
Yeah, let's say, okay, it could be from before Shabbos. It's Friday night, my garbage is full. I'm allowed to, it should be muktzah.
Disgusting.
Oh,
yeah.
It's disgusting. The special hat is disgusting. Really, it's muktzah. Really, it's muktzah machos kubi. It has no purpose. What am I doing with my garbage? It's muktzah. Really, it should be muktzah. Right? It has no purpose. It's like anything else has no purpose. However, the Chachamim and Meikel, they were lenient. When it's going to be disgusting, then you're allowed to take it. So therefore, your garbage bag, you're allowed to take out your garbage on Shabbos. And it's not muksa because Chazal, they were lenient, even though it has no purpose. So my house shouldn't be disgusting. However, this is only if this thing is where I'm going to be living, where I'm staying. If there's garbage in a different room, then I'm not going to be in that room at all. You can't take out the garbage, just because it's convenient now. It's only because it's bothering me where I am right now. If the garbage is in the backyard, I'm sitting in my snail, it doesn't bother me now at Shabbos. You can't take out the garbage. Only if it's going to be where I am right now.
What does the words mean, graph shill?
Graph really means like a bucket of rays like manure. So it literally came from those days they had real garbage. They wouldn't have like garbage, you know, dirty plates. They had real garbage. So they used to have to move it out. They would have this bathroom, whatever it was, I don't know what it was, and they would move it outside. Even though it's books, you're allowed to move it out outside. On.
I mean, you can't. Obviously, we say move outside. There's an area move. I mean,
yeah,
other halakhic
right.
stipulations.
Or move from one room to the next. There's no area. Move from one room to the next. Move from the room you're sitting in to a different room. Or also diapers. What are the diapers? You have,
sorry.
Let's say you have little diapers. Let's say you have diapers because
that's disgusting.
It's disgusting. So they're also allowed to move it out of the room that
yeah,
you're
I mean,
in.
The
it's not. It's not being
moved.
What? Can do brachas. Right? They also can
yeah.
do brachas. They also can't do anything. With, even if you're not making brachas, since it's disgusting, it should be, even though it's mukta, Chazal say it's not going to be. It's not going to be mukta. It's also, let's say you had a barbecue on the roof, and you had a picnic on the roof, and now you're not going to be on the roof now. Leave
yeah.
the garbage in. You
right.
can't take down the garbage, right? You had a Right. Shabbos picnic on the roof.
It's in Chana.
Yeah, Chana, or even now it's Muktzah. Where's that Chana? Right now it's Muktzah. Your garbage is Muktzah.
Right, but you'd be
beside your preparing, it's worse. Yeah, also it's preparing.
That's why a lot of people don't clean up from Suda Shashid. Just leave it for Shabbos.
That's right. Here also, right. So here, if it bothers you, over there again, oh, it's a good question. If it, you bring up a good point. If it bothers you that the table is dirty, if it really bothers some ladies that's sitting around, let's say they had early Shabbos, their husband's not coming home till I don't know when, and the Shabbos is going to be for another 2 hours, right? Or even a half hour is going to bother them. Also, it's a grashal rate. If it's going to bother for all the dirty dishes to be on the table, or all the dirty stuff, they're also allowed to clean up on Shabbos. If it bothers them for now, so first of all, you know, if it bothers them now, first of all, you don't have the problem preparing, because it's for now. And also, it's a grashal rate. It's not all the garbage, even though there's no purpose, all these disposable stuff, it's still not muksa because Chazal were lenient in a case where it's going to be of a graph shalom.
Cats can catch all the rocks and make cats.
Well, on the roof.
On the roof.
It's a tiger bag. No, you don't have to move it. It's a tiger of garbage bag. Take it out. You're allowed to clean it. You have to leave it outside. It's in the garbage can. Don't take out the garbage. What are you taking the garbage for? Leave it on the roof until Shabbos finishes.
No, because the cats come in, they're gonna catch the.
I don't know if it's a hatter. I don't know. Okay, so that's really not be a chana, but what
about it's not bothering you.
If the cats are gonna eat this, it's crash show race, it is bothering me, saying it's not bothering me much, it's gonna bother me because it's dirty. I don't know if it's a good hatter, I don't know. It's a good question. Ask a local, oh, that's right. You might have been, I don't know. That was basically halacha gimel. Fine, halacha dalet doesn't apply to us these days.
Right.
Which question?
Good. I'm saying, unless you have any, but you still.
What's the word graf mean again? I'm sorry.
Graf is like a bucket. Graf is like a bucket, shalrei of like manure, excrement. Also the same thing. Basically, fine. That's halacha gimel dalet. Fine.
Just before you go, I just wanted to ask quickly, when it comes to Shabbos, like your activities on Shabbos, especially food preparation, things like this, do you have to think about if you're going to make a mess or not, and mitigate how big a mess that could be? Like, what I mean is that you, like, you can see a situation where a guy says, oh, this mess that I just made on Shabbos is really annoying me, I need to now go outside and take a garbage out. But if you knew beforehand that, you know, you could have maybe mitigated it annoyingly, but done something to make it less. Maybe you can't just sort of like make up a circumstance.
Oh, so that's halacha. Halacha, hey. Ain eisen graf shel rei lechatchila. You shouldn't make yourself in a situation of a graf shel rei. Oh, next halacha. You shouldn't put yourself in a situation that's going to be disgusting to begin with. The hainu which is maybe lefun of davar. You bring in front of sha'achar shah yaser after an hour or 2 hours, you might as well become disgusting. Don't put yourself in a situation where things will become disgusting. The son of a daigel, you'll take it out after it gets disgusting. Vanasaj graf shel rei. So if you did that, it's mutter. You shouldn't do it.
You should create a graf shel rei.
Right, if you don't have to, don't.
I'm not going to change my kids' diapers anymore.
No, change kids. Don't do lechatchila. Don't feed them.
It's not okay to be careless, I guess, is what you're saying, yeah? To rely on Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
It's okay if it bothers you after the fact. It bothers you. But lechatchila, you can't say, I'm just going to go do whatever I want to do because I can just rely on Rosh Hashanah.
Right, yeah. Correct. Correct. Oh, this also is not saying okay to us.
Is that a halacha of expression? Rosh Hashanah is that within
like,
Shabbos? Is that
within
the song?
Yeah. It's one of the sugyas. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. It's about Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the things. In Hilchos Mukta, in this type of Mukta, when you learn Hilchos Mukta, you learn it's Rosh Hashanah. It's a term. Yeah, use that. So, I mean, yeah. That's what it's called. I mean, anything that's disgusting is considered, we consider category of graph. Is going to be considered Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Let's see.
Dirt
Ketter, we don't sound, it's not practical to us. Maybe we go to Halacha Zayin, also I don't know how practical it is, but Asur L'Talta Behema Chayva, it's Asur to touch and to move a Behema Chayva, or different types of animals or birds. Even if I need to move them or their place, again, they're not fit on Shabbos when they're alive. What are you going to do with this bird? So you're not allowed to touch a bird or animals on Shabbos. Animals are muktzah. You have no purpose. Now, over here, we're referring to undomesticated animals. It could be domesticated animals with your own puppy, then it could be different. But we're here referring to specifically undomesticated. It's not your bird, it's not your, you don't own it. Right? If you don't own these things, then it's going to be, right, then Allah is going to be, then it's going to be muktzah.
Well, but even if you own a cow, you can't move it.
Right, but say right. Let's say a cat also right, but it, let's say a cat's to walk around your house. What?
You
mean touch it or move it? It's your cat or a cat outside? If you're not supposed to touch, you're not even supposed to touch Makta. I mean, for sure, move it. You want to touch the cat, at Travis? Okay. Usually, Makta is asked to move.
If you need
food,
you can touch it.
What?
It needs food.
No, you're not allowed to feed a stray cat.
You can't feed it on Shabbos. Not your cat. You shouldn't feed it.
But it's
yours, you have to feed it. And it's your own, you're the owner, you have to feed it.
So if you don't have a cat, don't worry.
Right.
Just don't touch another cat, and don't worry.
I don't know, sometimes come to, you know, a baby cat and meow and start crying and it's good.
Shoot away. If you feed it, it'll stay there.
Don't feed it. Because it's not you.
Right, you can't feed it.
Let's see a part of Allah. Let's see base. Let's see Allah your base. Try to see your base. Come on, let's see your base. Come on. Let's see Allah your base. Table. Let's say you have a box or let's say a drawer. Shall chafatz it has objects. Sheyesh ba chafatz it has in an object. Shehim ever hamutter, which is mutter, not mukse things. Sheyesh ba money gam also has money. You have a drawer. In there is your clothing, and also it's going to be your wallet. Im hamayis ikur. If the money is the main thing. Shem chashuv etzel, they're more important to you. Yotzei min hachafatzim hamunachshem, more than the objects that were placed there. Aser l'tatal ateda, it's aser to move the whole box. You can't move the whole thing. It could be what's more important. V'hu adin amayach chashivus ha'aser v'amutter. Afilu b'shal mishka. Let's say the thing which is aser and mutter are equal. They're equal. It's 50-50 to you. Gam can also aser l'tatal ateda. Also, you know, let's say if your wallet is more important than your socks, all the stuff with your credit card, your money, your wallet, and or even it's equal, what? Then you're not allowed to open that drawer. You can't take out your sock. You won't be able to take out. You open the drawer to open. You won't be able to open the drawer. But let's say it's more chashuv. You put your wallet in a drawer. What you have? Silver. Your silver cup in it. It's worth a lot of money. Then what about after you're allowed to move the whole drawer? Let's say the whole box. We go by him, we don't go by the world things, it goes by what you think. So if by you have a pair of socks that's very special to you, it's worth more than your wallet, then for you, it goes by you, whatever you think is more important, that's what the whole box decides for. Right? So even if it's not chashuv by you, not important to you, even though other people it's chashuv, it goes by you. Whatever you think is important, is important. That's what, so basically, only way you could open this drawer is if your non-muktzah stuff are more important. If it's equal importance, or the muktzah stuff is more important, you can't open it. Good? It has to be your non-muktzah stuff is more important to open the drawer. Yes?
If I leave some coins under the socks.
It's some coins. What's more important to you? Socks are worth more than 20 cents?
The socks. I'm going to
take the socks. It's for you,
take
too.
The socks.
You're saying you're afraid. Just take the socks, let the money fall. Probably don't put your change in your socks truck, you know, it's going to come Shabbos. No, don't
take the socks.
They put them in the socks, they don't. So, over there's a good child. Over there, it could be the whole socks becomes the buses to your. kind of like a big to your money. It's holding your money. Over there, it could be a problem. Yeah, it's a good channel. Could be a problem. I'm saying, stop over here.
So where I live, in our chatzer, there's a dog. Our neighbor's, your landlady's dog.
Yeah.
So every day leaves us presents right by our door. So I have fallen branches and stuff. So every day, like, I use these fallen branches to sweep it up, like, to not use the broom. So I just use, like, you know, the branch of the leaves. So that's designated, right? That I can use it on Shabbos and too. Like, I use it almost every day. I pick up this branch, and there's
and you leave the branch right there. That's fine. That's good.
Like, it's already designated. Yeah. It's my permanent
branches.
You know,
take the branch. You take the dog in the head with it.
Right. Then whatever.
Drag the dog off.
Not to eat the rats. I don't want to eat the rats.
There's no rats in my house.